And good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
As sometimes when we think about God,
听不见声音。
可以听见啊，牧师，他讲。
听不听见？
现在听见啊，哦，现在
听不听见 ？Can you hear me now？
Yeah,
can you hear me now? Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we, as a Christian, when we think about God,
作为基督徒，当我们想到神的时候
，we don't know what to think about.
有时候我们不知道在想什么，怎么想。
Sounds like God is very far away.
有人认为呢，神就离我们很远。
Yet.Sometimes we feel he's very close.
有时候呢，又觉得神很近。
But I think sometimes we can use our mind to help us.
那很多时候我们可以用我们的思想，我们的智力来帮助我们。
To get close to God.
来帮助我们来亲近神。
Sometimes, if you look at the in any business, you have a mindset when you're in the work.
在这个世界上，当我们做生意的时候呢，我们每一个人都有一个特别的一些想法。
As a Christian, we have to discipline ourselves to have to set the mind on things above.
所以圣经上作为基督徒呢，我们也要把我们的心智立定心智，把我们的这个心思意念呢集中在这个属天的事情。
This is called mind management.
这叫做这个呢我们的思想的一种纪律。
And in Romans chapter 8.
在罗马书第八章。
AndThe Holy Spirit, the Bible said, if you set your mind on what the Holy Spirit desire,
这里讲到呢，如果我们体贴圣灵的意思
you have the joy and peace in your life.
那心里面你就会有喜乐平安在里面。
So you become what you think about all day long in the Bible talk about that too.
也就是说呢，你一天在想什么呢，你就是什么。
So in, as a Christian, we should have a controlling mindset.
所以作为基督徒呢，我们的心思意念是要能够被我们自己管理的。
This mindset must be as simple as possible.
当然，这样的心思意念呢，我们的就是越简单越好。
So we focus on the whole New Testament with one mindset.
那我们对在新约里面来讲呢，就是整个的新约呢有一个焦点。
As a Christian, we can define Christian in a different way.
作为基督徒来讲
we can give a definition of Christian with different in different way.
所以我们如果给基督徒下一个定义的话呢，可以下一个不同的定义。
But the most effective one, I find from many of them is that the Christian is the one who call his God as his father.
那有一个定义呢，就是说基督徒就是那些称上帝为他父亲的人。
He has God as his father. This is Christian.
那就是上帝成为他父亲的，这就是基督徒。
This is something When we think about God as our Father, means we are the children of God.
当我们想这个天上的父亲是天上的神是我们父亲的时候，这我们就是神的儿女。
Christian is more than just obeying God. Do His command.
那基督徒不仅仅就说来这个去顺服他的命令，去做他要我们做的事情。
Christian is not just believing Christ, your sins are forgiven.
那基督徒也不仅仅是说耶稣基督呢。担当了我们的罪，我们的罪得到了赦免。
Christian is more than just living out a godly life.
基督徒也不仅仅是要过一个圣洁属神的生活。
The most comprehensive definition or idea of a Christian is thatWe call God our Father.
在这个最重要的一个理念里面，就是说，基督徒的定义呢，就是说，我们称上帝为我们的父。
That's why Jesus, when he teach us how to pray differently, a new prayer is the first thing is our Heavenly Father.
所以呢。耶稣基督在地上教导门徒来祷告的时候呢，第一件事情就是说，我们在天上的父。
John in chapter First John chapter 3 talk about he the greatest gift is we can call God as the Father. We are the children of God. This is the greatest love from God.
那约翰一书第三章呢，约翰也讲到。就是神给我们最大的礼物，就是我们能够成上帝为我们的父，这就是他的爱显明了。
Not only that, when Christ appears, the second coming of Christ will become like Christ.
那不仅仅如此，在耶稣再次显现的时候呢，我们就像耶稣。
So the controlling thought as a Christian.Must be constantly remind us we are the children of God. God is my father.
所以我们要常常提醒我们自己，就是我们是神的儿女，神是我们的父。
That is supreme gift, incomparable gift. Paul is talking about in Ephesians chapter in the letter Ephesians.
这就是以弗所书里面使徒保罗讲的，这是一个不可显比的这样一个恩典恩赐，就是神称为我们的父。
God is love.
这神就是爱。
And God wants a family.
而且神呢，在向往着一个家。
Then Ephesians talking about God, how God created family before the creation of the world.
所以以弗所书呢就讲了，就说神在创始之前呢就预备一个家。
He has a plan already for you and me.
所以他为你为我呢都有一个计划。
He chose us not because of performance.
所以呢，当我们被拣选的时候呢，不在于我们的表现如何。
He chose us because His grace means we did not do anything to deserve it.
所以他拣选我们是因着他的恩典，我们并没有做任何事情可以赢得他的恩典。
So the whole Christian doctrine of New Testament, the gospel doctrine is about the grace of God.
所以整个这个福音的重点呢，就是神的恩典。
We becoming the children because the gift of God nothing to do with who we are, what we do.
所以我们成为神的儿女呢，是因着神的恩典，完全在于他的恩典，跟我们所做所事没关系。
Because it's who God is, what He did.
就是在于神为我们做了什么。
So the whole Christian doctrine could be summarized in one sentence: God is gracious to us.
就是说，如果整个基督教的这个教条来总结的话呢，就是神是恩典，赐给了我们恩典。
Grace is more than love, because grace means you don't deserve this love, God still give it to you.
所以这个恩典呢，是不仅仅是爱，而是说我们不配，但是神还是给了我们。
Grace means you are a sinner, God still love you, give you a lot of gift.
那恩典就是说呢，我们虽然是罪人，神还是把好处给我。
Grace means even you are the enemy of God, you don't love him, he still love you.
这个恩典在说呢，就是在你是神的敌人的时候，神还是爱了你。
He loves you as you are.
他爱你，就是按照你的本相来接纳你。
Because God looked at you as special, He chose you before the creation of the world.
就是神呢，就拣选了你，在创世以前，他就拣选了你。
Before even your mother was born.
就是在你母亲出世之前，他就已经拣选了你。
Before the creation of time, he already have a plan, including you in Jesus Christ.
就是在创世之前，他已经把你放在他的计划当中，就是在耶稣基督里面。
So the centerpiece of God's grace is you now you are the Son of God. Now he is the Father.
所以这个恩典的中心呢，就是你成了上帝的儿女，他成了你的父亲。
By the same token, the crux of New Testament ethic, Christian ethic, is about gratitude.
所以呢，这个福音的另外一个方面呢，我们就让基督徒呢有一个感恩的心，这是非常重要的。
So the gospel truth, the gospel principle is about God is grace, and that's why we became the children of God. He is our Father.
所以这个福音的中心是神的恩典临到了我们，我们成为他的儿女。
The Christian behavior or ethic is about out of this gratitude, this incomparable grace and love, we respond to God and we love God by doing His will.
所以我们基督徒的这个行为那就成了对这样一种恩典的回应里面呢，我们就会有一个感恩的心。
Not out of compulsion.
那这并不是因着别人强迫我。
Not out of reluctance.
也不是因为我们勉强去做。
Because out of the thanksgiving and the gratitude, that's why we follow God's will and His plan in your life.
而是出自我们对他的感恩，我们愿意去来顺服。
The grace of God bring us to a situation that we are so deeply thankful of what He has done for us. We will respond out of our
所以因着恩典的缘故呢，把我们就是带到一个境地，我们真的有一个感恩的心，因此以感恩的心来回应神，所以我们愿意去做这一切。
So to live a victorious Christian life means to know, first to know the grace of God. Secondly, God's grace is so much, out of the gratitude, will respond.
为了这个，对不起 ，sorry, I'm distracted. Could you repeat?
Yeah, that's okay. Means out of our gratitude, we respond to the Father. Father, you love me, I love you back.
所以呢，就是从这个感恩的心里面，为了回应神的爱，所以我们就会爱回去。
This is called spontaneous love. This is the true motive of following God's will.
这就成为我们
doing His.
跟随神的一个真正里面的动机。
So the Ephesians, we take a look at Ephesians, the chapter 1. From chapter 1, verse 3, to chapter 1, verse 3 to 15, Paul using a poetic passage. He expressing it in a poetic way, how this grace of God is so rich. Then he continue almost with one without any stop to express his gratitude about the grace of God. We can take a quick look.
在以弗所书第一章第三节到第十五节呢，就保罗就是用一口气呢，就写到这个神的恩典，神的这个福气，借着呢就是。
So let's take a look. Today we sort of like a more expositional sermon to read God's word at the same time and try to apply to our life.
今天我们的讲道呢，好像就是一个解经式的讲道，我们就看看我们来读圣经，来让圣经的话语怎么样来在我们的生命里面用出来。
Now, the not until we understand the grace of God, we don't understand, we don't really have the motive and to respond to His love.
如果我们不明白神的恩典，我们没有办法去回应他的爱。
好 ，OK， let's look at verse three. Verse three.
所以我们看一下第三节。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父。
Praise be to God, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
He used a past perfect tense means already given in heaven, waiting for us.
他用了一个过去完成时呢，就是说已经在天上，在等待着我们去支取。
We'll inherit everything, every blessing.From the Father in the kingdom of God when Jesus comes.
所以呢，就说在耶稣再来的时候呢，在神的国度里面，我们会继承神天上各样的福气，各样的福分。
So we are the heir, inherit the all the fortune of your rich Father.
就是我们是这位富有的父亲的所有一切产业的继承者。
Eternally,
永恒里面的这样的继承。
Not temporary wealth, it's eternal wealth.
不是这些短暂的要过去的东西，而是永恒的一个继承者。
Now what he did is the Father God, he chose that in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
就是我们的神呢，在创世以前就拣选了我们，让我们能够进到这样一个父之里面。
The Bible used past tense. It's already done.
在这里呢，其实圣经原文用的是过去式，就是说已经做成了。
Actually, it's done before the creation of the world.
那甚至可以是说，在创世以前，神就做成。
Means like a movie. The script already done before the movie is made.
就像在拍电影的时候，其实所有的结局所有什么都定下来了，在这个电影在制作之前。
All the actor actress already chosen by the director.
所有的演员呢已经被导演选好了。
Well, of course, you know, it's beyond our human mind. How could it be?
像这些事情想起来，好像我们的人的这个思想呢，想不过来，因为神怎么样来拣选我们
？It's before creation of human being and the world, God already knew us.
圣经里面讲到，就是在创世以前，神已经认得我们。
Not only that.He has done this not because what we have done anything, because we are non-exist. It's because in love. The end of the verse 4 is in love.
那就像在第四节讲的呢，是在基督里面，在爱里面呢，他就在创世以前拣选了我们，是在爱里面。
He loved you as you are to choose you to be.In his family, before the time,
就是拣选了你成为家人，甚至在时间开始之前。
And because God is timeless,
因为神呢是不受时间来限制的。
Each moment contains all moments in God's eyes.
那在神的眼里面呢，这一刻就包含着所有的时刻。
For God, He already looked at the past before the creation, now and all eternity. To Him is one time, one moment.
对神来说呢，过去、现在和未来永恒呢，都在他的眼前一目了然。
But no matter what means.God loved you not by accident.
所以呢，就是神爱你，并不是因着一个偶然、偶发事件。
Not fate.
也是不是出于说一个定命论。
命运。
Pardon?
Not because of fate.
Yeah, 不是命定论，命运
不是命运，命运，
命运，
命运 ，and not because of your performance，
也不是你的表现。
He chose you because he chose you out of love. He knew you even before you exist. He knew all your life already.
他拣选你，他也认得你，在你甚至没有出生之前，他就认得你。
Not only he including you in the family, he called you as a son, adoption to the sonship. Verse 5 says, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pressure and will to the praise of his glorious grace.
所以第五节呢就讲到他拣选了我们又因爱我们就按着自己旨意所喜悦的 预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着成长。
To the praise of glory's grace，
这是他荣耀的恩典得着成长。
That's the first to the praise of glory's grace, because there's three times he did that. Paul used this poetic expression three times he did that. Okay, that's the first section. It's about the election of a Christian before the creation of the world. It's called election. The first process is called election.
神儿女被拣选，拣选，嗯。
And in this salvation process, we have five golden ring. This is the first golden ring.
那这个十五节里面呢，就是有五个方面，但这是第一个方面，就是被拣选。
In Roman chapter 8, Paul used five steps. Some people call it five golden ring of salvation.That's the five steps of salvation.
在这个罗马书第五章呢，有人就分析说有五个 golden ring 这个金戒指，金子黄，就说这个关于。
In Roman chapter 8:29.
就是在这个罗马书第八章二十九节。
29:29, yeah. But Paul in Ephesians explained it more in detail.
但是在以弗所书里面呢，保罗就把它更细节的来展开。
Okay, let's keep going. Verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sin in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us.
所以我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎。过犯得以赦免，那是照他丰富的恩典。
So the justification means Jesus died for you, and he cleansed you your sin with his blood, and forgive you. Now you are enjoying, you know, the holiness of God. God look at you as blameless now.
所以从这个法律的地位来讲，或者叫做称义呢，就是接着神儿子的血得蒙救赎，过犯赦免。我们今天成了。
So the second step is called justification.
所以这第二步呢，叫做这个称义。
So all our sins are forgiven.Because Jesus died for us, he paid a high price. It's not free. He paid a high price for that.
所以呢，就是我们所有的罪得到了赦免。这赦罪并不是说是免费的，而是呢，他付了一个极大的代价。
It's free to you, but at the expense of Jesus' life.
对你来说是免费的，对神来说是付了极大的代价。
That's why in another part of the Bible, Corinthians chapter 7, talking about you were born at a price, so you must glorify God with your body, because you don't belong to yourself anymore.
所以在另外的圣经里面讲，当然我们要把身体当，献上当作活祭，我们的身体不再属于自己，是属于神的，所以要来用我们的身子要来荣耀神。
And God already forgiven all our sin, and that is and cause the gift of justification.
这就是说，我们的过犯呢，全得以赦免，这就叫做称义，或者从法律上呢，把我们放到。
But justification is the not climax. Justification is the first step. The climax is.Coming up.
那这个称义这一步呢，不是高峰，而是开始。那后面的这个高峰呢
So we continue verse 9, He make known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which is proposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the time reached the fulfillment to bring unity to all things under heaven under Christ.
所以第九、第十节的解经，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，是天上、地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Verse 11, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him, without everything, in conformity with the purpose of his will.
十一节讲到，我们也在他里面得到了基业，这原是那位随基意做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In order that who were first to put our hope in Christ may be to the praise of His glory grace again.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
So from verse 3 to 6 is about election to the praise of glory grace, praise God's grace. From 7 to 12,is about the justification according to God's plan. We are in Christ to conform to His purpose.
第七节后面讲到的叫称义。那后面讲到
的。That is the second part is to the grace, to the praise of His glory grace in verse 12. That's the second part talking about.
所以呢，第二段就是到十二节，第七到十二节就是我们被称义。
So this part including sanctification.
这些经文里面也包含了这样一个称圣的过程，就是被洁净称圣的过程。
So the justification.And sanctification is one after another, because sanctify means you will behave, we will behave, like a Christian, conform to the character of Christ.
就是称义之后呢，就是一个被洁净或者成圣的过程。成圣的过程就是说，让我们呢
to live out God's plan in our life.
成为神的神儿子的形象，而且呢进入神给我们预定的这样一个计划里面。
So the third part of the salvation as a Christian in the Christian life is that we conform to the character of Christ, mainly is love others and love your enemy and love God.
第三部分就是我们会变成耶稣的形象，就是这个成圣的过程。最主要的呢就是我们能够来彼此相爱。
Each of us no longer belong to yourself, is no longer you, but Christ live in you to live out Christ's character in your life.
这里简单的就是我们每一个人不再属于自己，而是说耶稣基督呢住在我们的里面。
To reflect the image of God like Christ.
让我们能够反映神的形象，在耶稣基督里的形象。
And this is not done by us, because the next phase is about the Holy Spirit. God put a spirit in us, so we are empowered. We can do it now.
那这一切都不是我们自己做的，而是在我们里面的圣灵所做的。神把圣灵放在我们的里面。
So we start at verse 13.
所以从十三节开始呢。
And you were also included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of our salvation. When you believed, you were marked.In him with a seal of promise, Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guarantee our inheritance.
你们既听见真理的道，就是呢叫你们得救的福音， 也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们
Now we have the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Spirit of love, Holy Spirit is a spirit of helping us to obey God's will. If God gives us this new spirit to prove that we are children of God.
那圣灵呢，是爱的灵，圣灵也是来帮助我们的灵，圣灵在里面呢，来印证我们就是神的儿女。
It's the spirit of sonship.
啊，这个灵呢，就是让我们成为一个儿子的灵。
This is the highest blessing that eventually then will be glorified as son in the heavenly realm.
所以这就成了这个救恩的高峰。以后在这个属天的领域中的恩。
Then again, Paul expressed it poetically, says, "To the praise his glory is rich."
所以呢，这里继续的用一种诗的方式，保罗呢就表达说是是他的荣耀得着称赞。
It's God's grace, the glory is God's grace.Is so rich.
所以神的恩典呢，这样的丰富，所以他真的是非常的荣耀。
Now, amazingly, all this is, has been done by God even before you were exist.
但是很奇妙的，这所有一切都是神所做成的，甚至在你出生之前，他就做了。
Everything is done.
是所有的事情是
for you.
为你做成。
Of course, from God's perspective, He has a plan, and there's no accident. He intends to carry it out, and that's why we have a family. We belong to the family of God. It's totally by grace God chose us.
所以呢，这是神就有一个计划，拣选了你。那今天呢，进入什么家？啊，这是完全的恩典。
That's why at the end of chapter 2, it says right here, chapter 2, verse 8, 9, 10.
所以在以弗所书最后，第二章的最后，这个，第二章的 9, 10, 第九、第十节。
For it is by grace you have been saved.
所以第八节讲的呢，你们是完全是出自于恩典
，through faith，
那是通过信心。
This is not from yourself，
这并不是出于自己。
This is a gift of God，
那是神所赐的。
Not by work， not by your performance。
也不是出于行为。
No one can boast.
免得有人自夸。
Paul, in another letter talk about, that's not even one righteous man. He can say, hey, I can do it. I can earn God's gift. I got God's grace.
就是在另外的书信里面，保罗讲的，没有人能够靠着自己的行为在主的面前称义。
Well, there's no righteous man. It's all by faith. God credited us as righteous.
而圣经上说呢，没有一个义人，我们称为义人是因着神的恩典领导，是我们的信，因着信呢，我们就称为义。
Now we look at verse 10 now, for we are God's workmanship.
所以第十节讲呢，我们原是他的工作。
Created in Jesus Christ to do good work.
在基督耶稣里造成的。
Which God prepared in advance for us to do.
就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Now the interesting thing is,All these words, the tenses are past tense.
有趣的就是这些经文呢都是用的过去式。
We are like a piece of art. God created in Christ and God worked on us and then God prepared something for us to do. It's all used as if already in God's eyes already done.
我们就像一个艺术作品在神的手里面。在他的眼睛里面我们已经是造成的。
For us, it's just living out this reality.
对我们来说呢我们要来活出这样一个现实事实。
So when God gave us this grace, the purpose for us to respond and live, and do good work and walk in his plan because we belong to him,and finish the job on earth.
所以呢神的目的就是这里讲的呢就是说为要叫我们兴上就是神所预备叫我们兴的在这个地上有活处美好。
So each of us is individually loved by God.
我们每一个人呢作为一个个体都是被神所爱的。
Each of us.
每一个人
even if you were the only person only Christian on earth
即便世界上只有一个人就是你是一个基督徒的话唯一的基督徒
God will not do less to be the same
那神也为你做同样的事情
God love you as you areby the power of the Lord, he will change you and he will work on you.
但是呢圣灵在你的里面他
会改变。And he will bring it to completion.
而且他会完成他所要做的工作。
That's why in the next letter Paul is writing is to a Philippian talking aboutHe who begins a good work in you will carry it out to completion.
所以在另外一本书就是腓立比书讲的呢就是说神所开始的工作他也必要完成。就是他不
And not only that, he will work in you to will and to act according to his purpose.
那不仅如此神会用他的大能大力在你里面呢让你能够心甘情愿的去这样去生活做出来。
And Corinthians are talking the same thing, keep you strong until the end when Jesus comes.
在格林多书里面也讲到就是说神的灵呢会让你呢坚固你直到末了。
If you remember Romans chapter 8 at the end from 35 to 39, talking about in whatever situation, nothing can separate from the, separate you from the love of Jesus Christ and God.
所以在第八章的最后呢，罗马书第八章的最后就讲到呢，没有什么可以把我们和神的爱来隔绝。
If God is for us, who can be against us?
就是如果神是为我们的谁能抵挡我们呢
So we are more than conqueror because
我们呢就成为一个得胜者成为一个胜利者因为神的恩典
Because the love of Christ
迎着神的爱
We are super conqueror
而且我们是超越的一个得胜者
And in Chinese is called 得胜有余。
所以圣经里面讲的我们得胜有余啊，中文讲
就是 more than conqueror means the superior, supreme conqueror,
就是一个
overwhelming victory,
有余的一个得胜者。
So our victory is not based on us; it's based on God's grace and the Holy Spirit empower us.Will become a true overcomer.
所以呢，我们的这个胜利呢，不在于就是我们自己，而在于圣灵在我们的里面， 我们就成了一个绝对的得胜者。
Christ is in you, the hope of glory. That's why you can overcome.
所以生在我们里面成了荣耀的盼望，所以我们成了得胜者。
Christ in you, the Holy Spirit in you. That's why you can overcome.
因为圣灵在我们的里面，耶稣基督在我们的里面，所以我们就成了得胜者。
And Jesus even said more. Jesus said, "God is in me." I am in God. You guys, you Christians are in us.
所以就说，就像耶稣讲的，就说父在我们的里面，我在你们的里面，你们在我的里面，所以你们成为得胜者。
Christ, 2,000 years ago, We pray for us in John chapter 17. That's 2,000 years ago, just before he went to the cross.
那在2000年前呢，就耶稣在上十字架之前，在约翰福音十七章就为我们祷告。
He said, I pray for those people who accept this message in the coming generation.
他的祷告呢，就说我要为那些要来的人，世代要来的人要祷告。
Means us，
也就是说为我们。
You will protect them with my name. Three times he said, "With my name, you can protect them."
啊，就是有三次呢，他就讲了父啊，因着我的名呢，你来保守他。
And the evil, the devil cannot do anything about that. Nothing can snap away the ship from me.
就是仇敌呢，没有任何的办法把我的羊从我的手里面夺去。
And Jesus' name will protect us.
所以耶稣基督必然会来保护我。
Not only that,The next thing he said is that I am in God. God is in me, but you, Christian, will be with us.
那圣经里面讲呢，就是我在父里面，父在我里面，你们基督徒呢，也在我的里面。
So we are not only in Christ, we are in God too.
我们不仅在耶稣基督里面，而且我们在神里面。
That is amazing. Hallelujah.
那这是非常奇妙的。Hallelujah.
Means all the blessing will be for us as children of God, because we are not only in God's family, we have God's life in us now.
现在我们不仅仅是在神的家里面，而且神的生命在我们的里面。
Think about that. What have we done to deserve this?
但我们想想，我们做了什么可以来配得这一切呢？
This grace is too much.
这样的恩典呢，是对我们来说是太多了。
God's grace is too many.
那神的恩典呢，是数算不完。
Too good to be true.
甚至好到一个程度，连我们自己都不相信了。
That's why John said, "How great is the love? Love is on us. We are called the children of God."
就是就像这个约翰讲的，就说那个神的慈爱是何其的大啊。浇灌在我们的身上。
That's why Paul said, "This love beyond our understanding surpasses knowledge."
所以保罗就讲了，这爱是超越我们所显现的，超越我们所能理解的。
The high and the depth and the wide and the length is too much. We for us understanding is multi-dimensional.
这种爱的长阔高深是我们所不能测度的，真的是有好多的维度。
who are we? We were sinners.
啊，我们是谁呢？我们只不过是一个罪人。
A sinner becoming the heir to inherit the kingdom of God, all the riches of God.
罪人最后变成神产业的继承者，所有产业的继承者。
So to summarize the salvation of God's grace.
所以我们来总结神的救恩呢？
Five step. One more time.
就是五个步骤。
Our five golden ring. Each ring is bigger than the other. The climax in the, as the adopted sonship, we become the children of God.
就有五个步骤，
Beginning with election.
五个并戒指。最高的。
So we must remember God's grace. So we must understand God's grace. How tremendous, how good is it, too good to be true? And that is who God is, so gracious. I will repeat this five step one more time.
默想神的恩典。第一点呢就是
election，
拣选，神拣选了我们。
He chose us because His purpose, because He loves us, because His purpose. We don't know why. We don't deserve it.
他在书里面就是创世之前拣选。拣选了我们为他的这个目的，我们不知道为什么，但是他就是拣选了我们。
We look at us as blameless, holy, already in Christ.
所以我们看我们自己，看周围的人呢，都是在基督里面是完全的，是无瑕无疵的。
The second step is justification.
第二点就是称义。
The sinners, all the sins of a sinner will be forgiven, already forgiven by God.
我们所有的罪已经被主所赦免了，担当了。
Of course, Christ died for it. It's not free. Christ paid for it.
当然，耶稣基督为我们钉十字架，为我们死，不是免费的，但是呢是为我们舍了。
The third point is called sanctification.
第三步呢，就是叫做成圣，圣化的过程。
On earth, we just out of gratitude, we obey God from our heart. We follow His plan. We're willing to grace other people because God graces us.
所以第三步呢，就是我们因着神的恩典呢，我们愿意心甘情愿的被他来改变，越来越像耶稣，能够去爱别人，也能够给别人恩典。
If you remember the greatest commands, love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul.
如果大家记得，就是最大的诫命呢，就是要我们尽心尽力尽意的爱主我们的神。
Mean to obey him and also love other people.
要起来顺服他，而且要爱别的人。
And even love your enemy.
甚至要爱你的仇敌。
Because God gave us everything, even when we were sinner and enemy, we become the children of God at that time, at the moment.
就是神就是把这样的恩典赐给我们呢，让我们成为神的儿女。
And the four step election, justification, and sanctification, sometimes we call transformation, it's okay, sanctification, the four part is called preservation.
那第四部分呢叫做保守，就是神会来保守我。
Through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus' prayer, through the power of our God to keep us strong until the end, and we will reach the destiny.We will fulfill God's will in our life, even looks like we're not going to, but God consider it done in Christ.
就是在圣灵里面呢，神就是会来保守我们， 保守我们来来能够做他要我们做的。
And we sometimes don't even know why the children of God, because continue to become, you know, sometimes selfish, sometimes sinful, but in Christ, God considered everything is done by Christ.
那虽然我们在这条路上有时候可能还会犯罪，还会跌倒，但是呢，在神的眼里面呢，就说一切已经在耶稣里面做成了。
We are children, but we are always sinners, always forgiven.
我们是这个神的儿女，但是我们要知道，我们是赦罪的，被赦免了的罪人。
Because God, with the Holy Spirit, preserve us, His love will never separate us from His love, and that's why we become super overcomer, more than conqueror.
所以呢，我们就成了这个得胜者，因着这一切。
That's why we are the workmanship of God to do good work, prepared by Him for us to do.
所以呢，就是神呢，就是这里讲的呢，就是预备我们去行善，是在耶稣基督里面，要所行的，是他预备我们要行的。
No matter how weak we are, God promised He will keep us strong until the end when Jesus comes.
无论我们现在的环境如何，我们的行为如何，但是神，应许我们，他会保守我们到底。
My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness.So you should rejoice your situation, because the grace of God is on you.
所以圣经里面讲呢，就是说我的恩典够你用，我的能力在人的软弱上要显得完全。
So no matter how weak a Christian is, in God's eye, everything is done. That's why we should always rejoice God's grace in our life.
所以不管我们多么的软弱，在神的眼里面他已经做成了一切，所以我们要来感恩，要来赞美，要来喜乐。Oh, Duncan,
yes,
could you just when you speak, you actually keep a distance, it's better. Don't get too close to your voice actually is better when you are, yeah, keep a distance. Thank you. Yeah.
That's why Jesus says the,In this world, you have trouble.
所以呢，耶稣讲，在这个世上你们有苦难。
But in me, and you have peace.
但是在我里面你有平安。
You have joy.
你有喜乐。
You have love.
你有爱。
That is in John chapter 15, talking about we remain in Christ, we will have love, joy, peace of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus gave it to us.
所以在这个十五章里面讲到呢，圣经把这个喜乐平安爱赐给了我们。
So that's why Jesus said, do not worry about anything, for I have overcome the world.
所以呢，神说，耶稣讲呢，就说不要忧虑，因为我已经战胜了这个世界。
God will preserve you until you go home to inherit the kingdom of God as the son of God.
神会保守你，直到将来见他面，能够来继承天上一切的时候。
So the last part is the glorification.
所以最后一部分呢，最后一步就是叫做得荣耀。
As the children of God, God will glorify us in heaven to inherit the kingdom of God.
所以作为神的儿女呢，神在天上会来荣耀我们。
Even we don't deserve anything.
虽然我们不配。
So the climate is God give us this. The right as the children of God, free of charge. And now we inherit the kingdom of God.
所以呢，就是这个高峰，就是神呢赐给了我们这一切，都是白白的赐给我们，让我们承载。
That's tremendous. That's tremendous.
这是非常巨大的一件事情。
Unbelievable.
那是难以置信的。
Too good to be true.
太好了，好到一个程度，人不敢相信了。
That's why we must our gratitude.We follow his plan. His plan is the best.
所以呢，我们为什么有个感恩的心，要来这个进入他的计划
？So when we pray,
他的计划最好的。当我们在祷告的时候
，we will tell about God. Just give us what we should have.Is about what we actually pray for.
It was not clear last sentence. Could you repeat?
One more time. God will give us what we should have prayed for.
那神会给我们我们所求的
Instead of what we actually pray for.
就说不是说我们求的都给，而是说我们内心所需要的他都会给。
我用普通话说了，你听不听？神会给我们，求神给我们我应该求的，不是我们已经求的东西，我们求的都是很多都是错的。
Basically, Lord, we ask the Lord to give us what we need, what we should pray for. It's not what we want to pray. It's because many of prayers are not in God's will.
That's why the Holy Spirit, you don't need to worry about prayer. The Holy Spirit already said He knows God's will. When you pray, even you don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit will pray for you according to God's will.
So, even we don't know how to, 虽然我们很多人不知道怎么样来祷告，但是圣灵呢会在我们这里面来帮助我们来祷告，因为他知道神的意思。
That's Romans chapter 8:25. Romans chapter 8:25.
这就是罗马书第八章二十五节讲的。
Mean the Holy Spirit will rewrite your prayer and to conform to the will of God.So what actually you pay for is not as important as God will actually give you what you should have paid for through the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，你祷告的怎么样也不是那么的了不得，而是这个圣灵呢在你里面会替你来祷告，神会把你需要的都会加给你。
God will give you the best. Even if you don't want the best, God will give you the best.
神会给你最好的 Amen.
And you may ask for a stone, but God will give you the bread.
Pardon?
You may ask for a stone,
Don't,
but God will give you the real bread.
哦，就是说，当我们要的时候呢，神会把就是真的。更好的就是最好的合适的给我们。
Yeah, it means you might ask for a snake, but God will give you the real thing, the fish.
那就相当于你要个蛇呢，神会把顶反而给你。啊，就是神要把好的东西给你。
You ask the wrong thing, but God will not give the wrong thing. God will give you what you should have paid for.
那就是你可能。求的是错的，但是呢，神会把你所需要的，你所真正需要的给你。
Even in your prayer, God will take over to pray through the Holy Spirit according to His will. So you must pray. What you actually pay for is not as important as what He actually gave you.
所以呢，我们怎么样来祷告呢？没有那么的重要，这是神自己的心意，圣灵的祷告更重要。
That is one of the examples. God will keep you strong until the end. That's called preservation of the saints.
那所以这就是神呢会来保守你到底，啊，这就是叫做保守。
Yeah, I just use the prayer as example how God preserve and sustain us. Even we pray the wrong thing, God will give you the best thing.
啊，我就用祷告来作为一个例子。虽然我们很多时候祷告的错的，神怎样把对的东西给我。
Okay, in conclusion, we just read one more Bible. That is in Luke chapter 8:47.
那最后一节经文呢，就是路加福音第八章四十七节。
47:47
第八章四十四。
It's a really long chapter. 747.
Alvin, sorry, 747. 是第七章四十七节，第七章四十七节。
Okay, actually, we would start at the verse 39. Verse 36. We read the whole thing, then we conclude. And Pastor Wen, actually, you just read that is okay.
Duncan, because of the time, maybe you can summarize, because this is a whole passage. Maybe you...
Okay, sure.
Time is already...
Then I just summarize.
Before. Yeah.
This is called the parable of a sinful woman.
这里呢讲到一个有罪妇人的一个比喻。
The woman is a sinful woman, and she was forgiven many, many times. Her sin were many.
这个女人呢，她的罪赦免了很多。
But this woman, she bought an alabaster jar of perfume.
当这个女人呢，就是盛着香膏的一个玉瓶呢，拿来。
Because he loved Jesus.
因着他爱耶稣。
She loved Jesus.
啊，他非常的爱耶稣。
And she wiped his feet with her tears and with the perfume.
她用眼泪和这香膏呢，就是擦耶稣的脚。
Poured perfume on the feet of Christ.
啊，就把这个香膏呢倒在耶稣的脚上。
And Jesus.In the given example, it says right here, Jesus asked the Pharisee Simon, someone owe 500 dollars, say.
那这里耶稣就问这个西蒙法利赛人说呢，有人欠了50两银子。
Verse 41. And another person owed Simon, say, $50.
有两个人欠债，一个欠50两，一个欠5两。因为他们
And he asked Simon, the Pharisee.
Yeah, 他就问这个法利赛人。
Now, which person will love the, love him more?
他就问说哪一个
given $500 or the one who given $50?
哪一个更爱这个主人呢？ 是那个赦免多的呢，还是赦免少的呢？
And Jesus said, and Jesus said, is the one who owe me more, is the one who loves me more.
那耶稣就说呢，我告诉你，那赦免多的爱就多。
So the conclusion is 747. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven.
所以四十七节就讲，所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多。但那赦免少，她的爱就多。
As her great love has demonstrated. Her good love has demonstrated.
啊，因为她的爱多。
Whoever has been given little loves little. Whoever has been forgiven more will love more.
就是说给的少的他们就爱的少，赦的多的他就爱的多。
So the parable, actually that is not a parable, that is this event is Jesus said. If you your sin forgiven, your many sins forgiven,And you receive more grace from God.
所以这里的重点就是，你的罪赦免的多，你的恩典就接受的多。
When you God grace you more, you receive more grace, and you love God more.
所以你就爱主更多。
Forgiven more, receive grace more, and love God more.
所以呢，赦免多，恩典多，爱就多。
Out of her gratitude, she loved Jesus from her heart spontaneously.
从她刚刚的心里面呢，她真心的就把她的爱浇灌在耶稣的身上。
The conclusion is that God gave you grace.We must respond to the grace like this woman out of our gratitude, not out of reluctance. We respond to his love out of gratitude.
所以结论呢就是说因着这个女人对主的恩典的一个回应呢她就把爱就付出了。
And Jesus said, we must preach thisEvent wherever we give sermons.
耶稣甚至说呢，就是无论你们传福音到任何地方，都要纪念这件事情。
It showed the love of God out of gratitude.
这里讲的就是一个从感恩的心里面发出来的爱。
So one sentence we conclude everything is that God gave us grace.That is a Christian doctrine of the New Testament.
总结呢，就是一句话，就是神给了我们恩典，这就是新约的教条。
Out of the gratitude, we respond to obey God, follow His plan.
从感恩的心里面呢，我们就回应神，愿意来顺服他的旨意，进入他的计划。
I think that's the true power of overcoming the world and to follow God's plan.
这是真正胜过世界的力量，就是在这里。Amen.
So the sonship, as a son, God gave us as a sonship, we call God the Father, is the true overcomer that we are willing to respond to God's grace.To overcome, to follow God's plan, with the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个儿女的这个位分，就让我们成为一个真正的得胜者。
This must be our controlling thought as a Christian, as a son of God. Father will help us to overcome. Out of gratitude, we do it.
就是这样，成为我们将来成为得胜者的一个动力，在我们的里面。
So, we hope to remember these five steps. of
salvation.
Out of this,、
Amen.
We will respond to God's love like this one.
那从这里面呢，我们就回应神的爱。Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Wen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Duncan. Anna 在吗？
啊、oh, ，在在在。
啊、谢谢 Duncan 把这些讲得很清楚，这个救恩的五个步骤。
Thank you, Duncan, to share about the five steps of our salvation, and it was clearly explained.
就是拣选、称义、圣化、保守和荣耀。
So, election, justification, sanctification, preservation, and glorification.
最主要的是我们
神儿女的三选，这三选。
最主要的就是神的我们儿女的内涵。儿女的位置。
Most important, is the sonship, to be children of God.
And that's the climax of the salvation. It becomes the son of God.
Amen.